With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. What's up, everybody? Ben Raza and Matt Gajewski here for Awesome O Odds, and we are back with another NFL VOD, talking some player props for week one and for the season, of course. Matt, I know you have been in the lab. You have been doing all our preseason content, and that is why I'm really excited to do this, because some of these season-long player props, they're going to be affected by what we've seen in this first week of the preseason. So I want to start, how did the first week of preseason go for you?
Preseason was excellent. You know, from a DFS perspective, we did really well, but we also learned a lot of lessons, and there were a lot of starters we didn't see. So I think we'll continue to learn those lessons through the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, some of these teams are just getting their feet wet. Some guys were held out, but you were talking before the show with me, and I totally agree. It can be telling, not just by who played, but by who didn't. So I have some guys that I got to ask you about, but is there anybody that right off the bat, when you look at the props and you look at what you saw in week one, is something to take note of?
Yeah, I think there's a few situations where players not playing was actually pretty telling. One in particular is in San Francisco with Raheem Mostert. They didn't really play any of their starters. And with Mostert, he completely sat out of that game. They did play Trey Sermon. He got about 20 snaps out there. He's widely expected to share this backfield with Mostert. And I think they were out there just evaluating their rookie, seeing what they have. But Mostert not playing is more telling than anything else. This running backfield is going to be near the top of the league in raw run plays. That's what we saw in 2019 prior to all the injuries they suffered last year. And Raheem Mostert's rushing prop is sitting at 700 and a half yards. I think if he stays healthy, that is an easy over. This team could run upwards of 30 running plays a game. You could see 15 touches apiece for Mostert and Trey Sermon. With that prop, I think it's a solid over.
I like that. I do want to follow up. Are you concerned? Do you care who is under center if you're going to back that prop?
I would rather it be Jimmy Garoppolo, but I think with Trey Lance, the offense will be more efficient overall. So I think some of the downside that comes with Lance rushing will be offset by increased offensive efficiency.
Totally agree. I think there's lower variance with Jimmy G. Obviously, he's not going to be running around, but I think the offense as a whole probably be more efficient with Trey Lance. Eventually, Eliza Mitchell will take over everything because he's my guy. But for right now, I think Mostert certainly is in line for major, major work. I want to go maybe a little homer in me, but I wasn't overly impressed. Listen, it's week one, but Zach Wilson got out there and he got some work. And this is not something that we discovered in week one, but I guess maybe I'm just going to highlight it now. Unlike some of these other teams that, you know, Jimmy G versus Lance and Fields and Dalton, the Jets have nobody else at quarterback. So even if Zach Wilson struggles, I don't see any way that they're going to bench him per se. And his passing touchdowns prop is 21 and a half. I know it's low for a reason, and there could be struggles once again in New York. But in a 17-game season with him having a stranglehold on the position, I feel pretty good about it. I don't mind the division. They certainly also play the South, and that's the Texans and the Jaguars, the Titans, Colts. I like that. And I think Zach Wilson, as we saw in college, certainly has the ability to rack up some touchdowns. Now, I think he's going to make some mistakes, and I don't expect a huge year, but I don't know. It kind of just clicked for me that there's almost no way he doesn't get the first, second, and third shot to lead this team all year. Am I missing anything there? Is that what you see as well?
I think he's locked into the starting job. He should play a full season. This team is going to be bad. I do think they will be improved, but I'm still expecting a sub 500 record. Means they should be throwing a lot. Completely revamped coaching staff, new offense, and his prop is at 3,800 yards. Last year, half of the starting quarterbacks in the NFL passed for over that mark, And now we're adding in an extra game. And that's not even factoring the quarterbacks that were hurt. Someone like Drew Brees, certainly on pace to eclipse that mark. Yet generally, your average starter is hitting 3,800 yards. If he even just plays the full 16 games, 17 games, assuming that, you know, they're not sitting out starters because of the playoff hunt or anything, I think he easily goes over that total.
You don't have to worry about the playoff hunt. That's for sure. And it's revamped. Corey Davis looked good. I think Tevin Coleman will give them some presence in the backfield. I'm not saying I'm high on the Jets because I'm not, but I do think that Zach Wilson, just by volume, is in a pretty good spot for props. The one other guy that I wanted to ask you about is in Carolina, particularly with the quarterbacks. And then feel free to open it up to talk running backs and whatnot. But just quickly, what did you make of what we saw with the Panthers, specifically Darnold just chilling?
Yeah, it's similar to with Mostert. It shows me that Carolina is very comfortable in him. You just don't sit quarterbacks that are in roster, like bubble situations or quarterback battles, unless you're confident in their ability. So they did show some confidence by sitting him. His prop is in the same range as someone like Zach Wilson. So if you're just looking at quarterback average play, he's going to go over that mark, assuming health. And if you want to do this little game, look at what Bridgewater did last year in the same offense. He passed for 3,700 yards, just over that mark, in 15 games. And I think Darnold is probably a slight step up from that. Carolina's a team I think will play with more pace than last year. They actually played really slow, which was basically the opposite of how Joe Brady functioned at LSU. So with better defense, better offensive weapons, I think their plays per game increase. A lot pointing to the over on the Darnold prop too.
Yeah, no offense to Will Greer. That's not the answer. I like PJ Walker, but again, I think you mentioned you just don't put a guy on the bench on ice if you're not trying to evaluate him. And I think just doing that, you can read in that they're very comfortable at least starting the year with Darnold and seeing where he goes. He's going to get that first opportunity. Other than that, like I said, the QBs is where I stood out. I did watch some preseason, particularly your boy Stevenson running absolutely wild in New England with no time left. Do you think that impacts the backfield? You know, I think that kind of masked. I thought JJ Taylor was pretty impressive. Certainly they have a ton of backs there. Is that one other situation that we could possibly target?
This is one I think you could look under on with Damian Harris. His rushing prop is at 845 yards, around 850, depending on the book. So shop this line. But it's a situation where generally in the offseason, I'm trying to find unders, especially in a 17-game season. You'll have players priced at their ceilings. Oftentimes, they get hurt. So when you have a player like Damian Harris priced just shy of 900 yards in some spots, he's going to be in a timeshare regardless. We know James White is going to handle the third bat or the third down duties. Sony Michel is in this offense. He's going to be battling for a roster spot with Stevenson, who we saw in the first week of the preseason play really well. And then what do they carry for running backs? Typically they don't, because they carry a fullback in Johnson. Either way, they're going to be players splitting time with Damian Harris. And we've seen this with the Patriots for years now. They have not had a feature back in recent memory. Compounding this is Cam Newton versus Mac Jones. If you have Cam Newton starting for even a couple games, the rushing he takes away from the backs is very important to this prop. And this doesn't even factor in what happens if Damian Harris gets hurt.
No doubt. That's the other, like I said, you just mentioned it. We don't know exactly what the quarterback situation is going to look like, but Cam is that is an awful situation, particularly even if you're looking at touchdown props, that's even worse because he is absolutely their best red zone threat on the ground. Now we'll see, but you mentioned the Patriots by nature, they carry a lot of guys and they are, James White is solidified in a role. Stevenson looked good. I'm with you there. I think that's one. Someone is emerging to potentially take more and more of that share. It's going to be a committee situation. So you can look at that. And then you always have the out. Not that we root for injuries, but, you know, running backs are getting hurt all the time. So there's always that where the guy is just not healthy all year and you win it by default. But I like doing this. We're going to follow up on this each week because I think each week of the preseason, kind of a different story is told. What else do we have? Is there anything specific? Because I know you're covering preseason week two. Anything that we should be looking for on the DFS side as we trend closer to those games?
I'm looking for some of these receivers, particularly the rookies that are fighting for roster, not fighting for roster spots, but fighting for playing time. So a guy like Terrace Marshall, who was expected to compete with David Moore in Carolina, I want to see how he's being used. In week one, they used him a ton in the slot, but he actually had his biggest catch from the outside. So does Joe Brady continue to move these receivers around the alignment? And in preseason week two, that'll be really important when we expect to see Robbie Anderson and DJ Moore on the field. Do they use Terrace Marshall in the slot with that first unit, or is it David Moore? Same thing in Arizona. Where does Rondale Moore line up? So I'm really watching the rookie receivers and seeing how they're used, especially once the starters start getting a little bit more playing time.
Yeah, we should see more and more of that. So I'm excited to see it. Obviously, if you are playing DFS or if you're betting the preseason, you have to tune in to these Live Before Locks and these slate breakdowns with Matt and the whole team here at Awesomeo, and subscribe to the channel, Awesomeo Odds. This is up and running. A lot of VODs, not just on the NFL side, the college football side. You and me have been going through each and every conference on Betting You, our exclusive podcast, and on the YouTube channel. So a ton of content here at Awesomeo, making sure you guys are ready for the season. So a couple bets here that you can look to lock in. Good work, sir. Everyone, stay tuned for more NFL VODs as the season gets closer and closer. And we'll talk to you guys soon.